in the class on Joko's book, Everyday Zen, we've been exploring the chapter which uses the analogy of the empty boat coming towards you and how that is important in practice. And this week we've also flipped that, so to speak, and emphasized the analogy of your boat being empty and the importance, I would say the most vital importance of that in ongoing practice, especially when we discover the ways that we believe our boat is not empty, that I should, I shouldn't, how come I have to, all the other people, beings, reaction habits that fill our boat. It's the reaction habits of all sorts, the beliefs, the stories, the expectations that can poison our very life moment. And of course you all discover this very clearly as you do Zazen and discover the arising, passing clouds of mind chatter, emotion, thoughts, bodily sensation, reactions. So I want to encourage all of you, at least for the next week, to make an extra effort to practice with these when they arise, both in Zazen, of course, but also throughout your day, to see where you are holding to, believing, blinded by the stories and beings that fill the boat of your present moment. And when you discover that, when you notice that, take that very energy being, that very reactive habit energy, that mind chatter, and turn that energy and use it to look directly who's here, who's saying this, who's feeling this way, who's in the boat of the present moment functioning life. Not to think it out, but to look who's here, who's saying this, who's feeling lousy, who shouldn't have to deal with this, who wants it otherwise. Who wants my boat to be bigger or smaller or elsewhere or in different shape, condition? And if you can't do that, or if that isn't something that resonates with you, then simply be not knowing. Be the boat of not knowing. Not some idea of not knowing, but simply be this not knowing. Be this, I say it, forgetting, forgotten self. Forgetting self is being not knowing. Being not knowing means that we can respond to the boats that appear inside, outside, without being caught by them, without adding stress and suffering and harm inside, outside. So, I want to encourage you to practice with this. If you wish, listen to the recording of the class, which is on the website, or will be on the website after this weekend. And please continue your ongoing practice, both in your zazen and in your day. Thank you.